Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yo, yo.
Yo,
yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, what's up, Red? What's poppin'?
What's good? What's up?
What's good, man? Not much. Welcome, everyone. Those that are listening. Big Red and Brother B, and this is our first show.
Yes.
Yeah, first show. Our world. You know, consciousness, community, and culture. And, you know, thank you for, you know, for coming, listening. And all those who will be listening, you know, after the archive, you know, download and listen to it later. It's all good. But once again, you know, thank you for coming out, checking us out. You know, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yeah, Red. Before we, you know, really get into it, How you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good. Chilling on a Sunday. Just, you know, vibing. That's about
true.
It. Vibing out.
True. I am.
Staying peaceful.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a blessing. Yeah, man. I am, you know, I must say, you know, with everything that's been going on, it's kind of consuming. And it's been taking a lot out of me. Like, every time I turn around, I'm on Facebook or I'm on something, and, you know, oh, shucks, Lady T in the house. What's up, Lady T?
Hey,
Lady
hey,
T.
Y'all
hey.
Y'all grand
hey.
Opening had to be here.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. We appreciate your voice. But
thank you.
Yeah, all of this is kind of consuming. After a while, it's like, you know, like I said, I've been on Facebook. You know, I'm seeing all of these different groups and white people posting this, black people posting that, other ethnicities are posting this. But, you know, it all gets to the core of, like, it's either A, this is not our problem, so why are you protesting, or B, if you don't like it, you know, go back to your country type attitude, or C, black people are just like, hey, we just asking for some equality. But now, I mean, it's like, yo, my attitude is like, why do we have to ask for God-given rights? Like, why do we have to beg someone for our life or lives to matter? And to the people who seem to take issue with that, why do you have an issue with someone else trying to live? Meanwhile, how do you support someone who's so, or people who work within an entity that seems so willing to take someone else's life? It becomes very consuming, man. And, you know, I just like it. Sometimes I just had to, like, kind of step away from the computer, just step away from, you know, my phone. And, because it's too much. I mean, even sometimes some of the people you know that are non-black, you know, come with these questions of this, this, and that. Then they want to talk about Trump, and then they want to talk about this and talk about that. And it's like, yo, all right. It's overwhelming, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm living black every day. Every day I'm living black. And any day, sadly, if I have that type of run-in with a law enforcement officer, depending on how they're feeling that day, it could be my last, either my last day of freedom or last day of breathing. And this is what a lot of black men and women, especially black men, because, you know, of course, we're automatically, stereotypically the aggressors, you know. But this is the reality that we live with every day. So whether you're Russian, you're of the lighter Spanish, you know, descent, shit, even Dominicans who are dark. I mean, listen, sometimes it ain't about you. It's just not about you. No offense, but it's not about you because they're not out there killing you like they're out there killing us. And like I said, after a while, it just becomes too much. And then you walk out your door, you're looking over your shoulder, you're wondering about this, you're wondering about that. And it's like, and if that's me at my age, I wonder what these kids feel like. I wonder what these kids that's out in the street feeling like when, you know, if today is going to be that day.
They
I'm
feel
walking down
fear.
The street
yeah,
this cop
fear.
On harassment.
Yeah,
exactly.
They feel
and
fear.
Is,
and my own son and, at, my own son says that he's not to cut you off, but he says the same thing. He says when he's out somewhere, he doesn't feel safe, and that's around law enforcement. And that's sad. You're not. That's the people that you're supposed to feel safe around. But it's not. But our young black, you know, sons and you know young black men, they don't feel safe.
And that's my.
That's
and
a problem.
You know what? That's my problem. You know what? But you know what's even more my problem. Instead of them being concerned about what was this guy something O'Shea, one of the union people for NYPD, whatever, who came on and was talking about, I'm tired of you looking at us like animals and thugs and stuff like that. Well, maybe if you didn't act like it, or maybe if you said something to your counterparts, you know, and other police, they said, hey, why are you guys doing? Maybe if you took more of a conscious stand against police brutality, maybe we wouldn't look at you like that. But a lot of cops have this attitude, it's us against them. When they're trained, it's like you are against the whole street. The whole world is against you because of that badge. And that's the most bullshit-ass thing you can drill into someone's head, is that it's you against the world. It's you against everybody. It's you against the streets. The streets aren't against you. You make the streets against yourself when you go out there and you do dumb shit. Half of the things that go on, some of these cops don't need to do. You don't need to be aggressive, but see, this is the shit that they train them with. You're the boss. You're the authority. You control the situation. Listen, believe that if you will. But in the grand scheme of things, the streets that you work on are the streets that we live on. You go home after your shift. We don't. We live there. And a lot of people in uniform need to respect that shit and realize these are not your streets. I don't care what your commander tells you. I don't care what your trainer tells you. No, sir, these are not your streets because you don't live on them 24/7. And I don't appreciate the fact that these teens, these kids are out here being afraid of people that are supposed to serve and protect. Once again, there's nothing against them because, of course, once again, there's a lot of good cops out there. But the good cops are overshadowed and overlooked because of the bad ones, because of the bad apples. Mm-hmm. The bad apples always take precedence. It's the same thing with us. Now you know how black people feel. Because the good black people don't look good because of the black the bad black ones. Like this whole bullshit of black on black crime. Stop it. During the Revolutionary War and all these other wars where white people was killing, did you call it white on white crime?
Right.
So where did black on black crime come from? Come on now, it's all bullshit.
They put that in there to make, you know, like. They put that in there to put that in our heads, take the blame off of them. Oh, well, you know, there's black on black crime. They kill each other anyway, so you know it don't even matter. No, absolutely not. You ain't going. No, and that's something they've been drilling and brainwashing. You know, unfortunately, all of us. You know, forever. But now we know. You know, now that we're knowing better, or you know, starting to know better. Yeah, like it's like you said, it's bullshit.
Exactly. I mean, listen. We are not your enemy, but you make us your enemy, which is the danger, which is the threat. You make us your enemy. We're not your enemy. Black people are not your enemy, but you make us your enemy. You make us a threat. And that right there, I take a lot of issue with. And really before Lady T goes in, hold on, 9089, you're on the air with Dominion. What up?
You really act like you don't know who this is.
Oh, okay. What's up, man? I just got thrown off. I mean, yo, listen, I'm not going to lie, man. It's like I said, this shit has been really, really consuming, especially when I have to talk to, you know, my daughter. And she gets it, but then at the same time, now my daughter is scared for me. Because now I get these text messages, Dad, are you okay? Dad, let me know when you get to work. Dad, let me know when you can ready to go to sleep. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get these text messages, and it fucks me up because it's like, yo, I don't want her to be, listen, I want her to be 17 and be worried about 17-year-old shit, not worried about her old man, you know, getting home from work or going to work or something happening at work. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. But like I said, before Lady T goes in, I did a very bad thing to myself, and I, like, watched this video again. This video of this, there's no other way to say it, but this fucking piece of shit, excuse my language, kneel on this man's neck. I watched the video again, and the arrogance.
8:46.
The arrogance. And him keep, even when the medical people came, he still kept his knee on his neck. The man wasn't moving. The kid is in the background telling him, yo, you're a bum, the man. Like, he's not breathing. He's not moving. What are you doing? And he's still saying, I don't. His whole face said, I don't give a fuck. He looked into, it's like he just didn't care at all. Of course, it didn't look like he didn't care.
Because he had animosity. Like. You know, that's an animosity as well. When you do something like that, he had an animosity with him as well.
Not to assume that she would, but I'm sure Lady T and Mika and you, Red, would agree with me. His attitude, the way he did it, was intense right there. You can't say
that
she was just trying. I was trying to control. His whole attitude, his demeanor was intense.
You sure it was intense, or was it the kneel that I've done this before and I can do it again?
Well, I've got to say this.
You know what?
You know what,
Lady T? It's probably both. It's probably
this
both,
is true.
Lady T. It's probably both. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's probably both. But all you can look in his face is just see that contempt. He's just like, I don't care. I don't care.
But see, to them, they don't care about that. They're not looking at what his face looked like. They don't care about none of that. They don't care about the face, arrogance, or whatever. It's just like a fucking lynching. We gonna make an example out this, you know, N word.
Yeah.
But I made that example.
So, Lady C, what
right,
you got
absolutely.
To say?
Please, black man and woman of y'all.
Hey, Ron.
What's up,
how
what's
are
up,
you?
Ron?
What's
up?
What's up?
All right.
We're going to do Lady T. We're going to go Lady T, then we're going to go to Mika, then we're going to, you know, let Ron toss it around. So, Lady T.
All right, so no problem. What I wanted to speak on was your topic, right? The Black Lives Matter. Now,
please,
I don't know if
please,
every.
Please.
Hmm?
I said, please.
Oh. Don't start with me, you got to be. So,
I just said,
I don't know
do.
I'm if.
Like, please do.
Yeah. No. So we all know that it was started due to the fact of the Trayvon Martin case when they said George Zimmerman is not guilty and everyone's response. It started with three black women, Alicia Garza, Opal,
yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Patricia Collins.
Right,
and
Patricia
Opal.
Collins.
Opal,
we'll just call her Opal because I can't pronounce her last
name.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But you guys know who I'm talking about. And
yeah.
Two of them are part of the LGBTQ community and so forth, right? And just the strength and empowerment.
LGBTQ.
That's why I'm not going to say gay.
LGBTQ.
Okay, whatever. So whatever the case is, you know, Black Lives Matter has been the biggest movement since the Civil Rights Movement. They founded it actually within 24 hours because they were looking at, like, the responses online, just like anybody, and coming up with a phrase. Like, people kept saying, our lives don't matter, and their attitude was like, wow, Black Lives Matter. So they...
Wait, hello? Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
That lady, she,
okay.
Hello?
Wait, Lady P,
where'd she go?
She lost it. Lady P?
Was she driving?
Where'd she go?
I don't know.
Was she driving?
You hear me?
Now we
can.
You got it.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
My point was that it was awareness on, you know, police brutality and violence within state to state, as far as their laws, state to state. And ever since after Trayvon, we've seen so many heightened cases on police brutality due to the fact that now we can record it. And the attitude of people when police arrest you is, one of you got to record it. So when people say, why did that girl stand there and record it, you know, with the latest case with George, it's due to the fact that somebody needs to record this. We didn't have that since Rodney King. You know what I mean?
Yep,
so
exactly.
it brings apart, you know, certain things that you should and I guess shouldn't do also in these matters. But what I don't like about it is that I remember these women getting death threats and things like that. I don't know if you guys remember when I'm trying to think which case this was. This was way after Michael Brown and so forth in like 2016 when the five Dallas cops got shot. And it was by a black military guy that had nothing to do with the movement.
Wasn't that in California though?
No, Dallas.
Dallas,
yeah.
Yeah,
they injured, well, killed five cops and injured two civilians. He injured, and then they found out he was a military sniper that had nothing to do with the movement. But they try to tarnish the movement time and time again with saying that these women are gay and they're looking for a gay opportunity, quote unquote, to do something. Meanwhile, they're busy focused on their communities and how can they, you know, change this narrative. Then back again, once again, in 2016, like I said, with the Dallas sniper, and they found out he was a, you know, military guy. And he just wanted to kill as many cops as he could in that day while Black Lives Matter was protesting. So I'm looking at what's going on now. You see with the riots and they're out there because Black Lives Matter now has 40 chapters plus a location in Canada. I don't know if we knew that. One of the females are from Canada. And, you know, the movement is real. The movement is going to trickle down generation to generation. This is something beautiful, if you ask me, that they did, especially as women. It, like, even empowers me in my endeavors even more as a woman due to the fact that I think, I'm sorry, guys, on the panel, I got to say it. We hold the key. We brought y'all into this world. Don't forget.
You
but
didn't bring
right.
nobody into
yeah,
the world
yeah,
by
yeah.
yourself.
I ain't talking about specifically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You didn't do nothing
quote,
in the world by
quote,
yourself.
Listen, the woman brought you in the world. We
you
know
was
that.
You were good until you said that. You was good
stop,
until you said
stop,
that.
Stop. We respect the fathers. We know y'all have your part, but I'm just talking about it. But seriously.
We're just donors.
So it's like, I don't know. It's really empowering to still see that this movement from since when it started in 2014 or 13, end of 2013, is still going on. We're in 2020. The narrative hasn't changed. We've been fighting police brutality even way before that. I looked at a classic 50s picture where they're like in, I guess, a courtroom or something. And you see a black man holding up a sign saying, stop police brutality. We're here again. So what are we going to do as far as this goes on? What I don't like what they're doing right now is kind of marketing the Black Lives Matter. You'll see it on the streets. this, that, and that. I know. I don't want them to take away from it because that's not what it was meant to be. I remember I remember listening to one of the Black Lives members speak, and they said not the Democrats nor the Republicans nor the Liberals can't be heard. We didn't start.
You're breaking up, Lady C.
Is it breaking up still, or y'all can hear me?
No, you good. You good.
Okay. Yeah, they said they were not seeking politicians and so forth to be with them on this. They were going to do it regardless. And that's one thing that I respect about them. They stand on it regardless. But what I don't want the media to do, like how they try to shut them down when, you know, the sniper did this and that in 2016, oh, it's because of Black Lives Matter. You've seen Giuliani speaking out, oh, Black Lives Matter, they're, you know, stirring up problems. We always stir up problems when we speak and we are knowledgeable about our rights. They always look at us as a problem. Have you guys ever noticed that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
The minute we know, okay, this is not right. Yeah, we're not supposed to. So that's my take on it.
Mika?
Wow.
Mika?
I'm so perplexed.
Listen, Mika, Lady T, you did drop some stuff that I got to get back to later, but... Go ahead, Mika. It's good.
I mean, in regards to the movement, not for nothing, and I absolutely agree with Lady T that it has been tarnished. And not as of late, but when there is an incident with any black person, the first thing they want to do is kind of just run Black Lives Matter into the ground. You can't run something like this into the ground because this is actually bigger than old UPS. It is on so many levels.
Yeah.
As he stated, we've been fighting this beyond 50 years ago. We've been fighting this literally for centuries. Literally. You know, and now that they're seeing that we're not going away, that we're not taking it, that we're opening up chapters outside of this country, it scares the bejesus out of them. Sucks to be you. My biggest thing with this was when I seen there was a giant international march in freaking Germany. Now, I mean, I don't know if this is lost on anyone else. I would think not. That we got the freaking Krauts screaming Black Lives Matter. That right there says a lot in the respect that that's the home country of fucking the midget with the mustache that couldn't get it up if you tried. And that entire country is sitting around saying, yeah, you know what? We're sorry about that. Black Lives Matter. We're with you guys. That was actually telling to me. It was telling to me when John Boyega said, fuck it, I don't care if I never get a job again in Hollywood. I'm speaking up. That was telling. And I did see 846. If I could marry Dave Chappelle, I would, but sadly he's already married.
846.
Dave Chappelle. 846. Yeah, 846.
He said if you could marry Dave Chappelle.
But he's already.
If I was a woman, I wouldn't give him no part of the pussy. I'd make him pay for it.
Oh, Lord.
First of all, Dave is funny and he's smart. See, now, that's the problem. Dave is funny and smart. I don't care.
He's funny and smart, but he ain't sexy. If I was a woman, I would drop
his
balls.
Not a woman. That's why you're not a woman.
That is the most shallow response I would actually expect.
I ain't
got to
worry about dropping the drawers. I understand why people are shallow.
But at the end of the day, listen, Mr. Shallow, you obviously don't deal with anyone for their intelligence, Mr. Shallow.
Well, okay, that's another story.
Well,
he's
not going to be.
At the end of the day, he's going to be sexy
to another man. Another man.
At the end of the day, the whole point is we're here. You've got to listen, and that's just what it is. You can try to pin any bad thing that a black person does on Black Lives Matter, but at the end of the day, that movement is so strong, it's ridiculous, and people have to stand up and respect it. I mean. Let's be real. Enough is enough. We're not taking it, and that's just what it is. Why is it every time that a female speaks, you just got to chuckle? I'm just curious.
I don't think it's a female thing. Is it my turn to go? Let me go get my chicken sandwich.
Did I just say?
I got one in the fridge. Anyway,
don't run. Don't run.
I'm listening.
It's not at a woman. I respect women. I grew up with women. I love women. You dig what I'm saying? I have nothing against women. But it's some of the shit that you say. Even if it was a brother that said exactly what you said, I'd still chuckle. Black Lives Matter, you have to follow the money. You know what I mean? You have to follow the money. And once you follow the money and see where the resource is coming from and for support of Black Lives Matter, when you find out it's not ours, you cannot. I and my daughter, we cannot support Black Lives Matter. My daughter stepped to me on some shit about Black Lives Matter a year or so ago. I said, honey, you got to follow the money. I said, don't listen to me because I may come across as biased. You dig what I'm saying? You do your research. Black Lives Matter is not ours. It was ours for maybe 3 months. And after that, it just, you know what I mean? It's not ours. And anything that's not ours is not for us. And anything that's not for us and it's not ours and it's not for us, it's not good for us. And so it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to air Black Lives. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. But what's going to happen? What's going to happen when this phase two and this phase three and open back up these states again? When white people go back to working? We don't need them talking for us. Them talking for us is the reason why we're in the situation we're in. On top of some of the sellout blacks that we got along with us. You study Chairman Mao. Study what they did in the revolution of China. Study what he did when he came in through the door. Study what they did with the Vietnamese, when they fought the French, when they fought the Americans, when they fought the Chinese, when they fought the Japanese. Study history, beloved. That's one of the many few things that a lot of sisters that I know that don't do. A lot of them get caught up in the emotion of now, and that's cool. But when you don't do the research, you come across as being kind of funny. So that's why I chuckle. Because I know for a certain extent, based on what you talk, you haven't done the research. Black Lives Matter is not ours. And we shouldn't have white people marching in our march, protesting with us. They mean us no good. And it's no hate. There's no hate found, no love lost. I think it's kind of cute. You know, white women look at me different. Black Lives Matter. My neighbors, you shit. My neighbors,
always look at the black man. They know I always look at the man.
I'm going to tell you.
Hold on, Ron. Hold on, Brother Ron. Can I just say it? They always been looking because they want to know what's in the gray sweatpants that we get.
No,
they love what's in the gray sweatpants. That's why they do that.
No,
oh, yeah.
No.
They want a piece of that.
No. Let me tell you something. I'm 6'7". I'm light skinned. I'm brown. I'm the blackest light skinned man that you'll ever see. I walk
through
the mean.
They gonna glaze that down.
Listen. I wear black all the time. I wear black all the time. You dig what I'm saying? I have nothing.
Black.
I have nothing.
That's how they looking at you.
Hold on, beloved. I have nothing to say. I have nothing in common, but other than breathing air, eating chicken McNuggets from where Burger King or whatever. I have nothing in common with Caucasian people. You understand what I'm saying?
Tell that to the Caucasian
like
woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
that
ain't got nothing to do with the
virginity.
They dig you. They gonna dig you.
No, no. It got plenty to do because you know why? 10 years ago, they wasn't looking at me like that. 5 years ago, they wasn't looking at me like that. 3 months ago, they wasn't looking at me like that. So,
ooh, the older the
bad.
Better. It ages.
It's not that bad. Whatever. Crazy.
Crazy. Hold on. Caller 4644. You're on the air. What's good?
That's crazy.
Hey, you know, on that on the topic of defunding and reforming the police department, that's up to the municipality to do that if they want to. Hey, it's 18,000.
Well, how you doing, Mr. Fianchi? How you doing, sir? Long time no hear.
Pretty good. But it's 18,000 of them across the country, and they individually can close. And if I got the Missouri state statutes as it applies to police departments in the state of Missouri, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Section 2 says that the people of this state have the inherent sole and exclusive right to regulate the internal government and police thereof. So
white people do.
Well, white Jennings, Missouri, Wellston, and Charlotte Hills, they was black communities. They dissolved their police department.
They did it separate.
They're not together. They're different. And I know Ferguson
why did they,
very
why
well.
Why did they do it? But why did they
well,
do
sir,
it?
Well, sir, look.
Yeah,
I was going to
ask why did they do that?
They well, one in Jennings, they did it because of the complaints that citizens was speaking on due to the interaction and also for monetary reasons. But no, municipalities, they pay the wages, they pay the salary, and they also responsible for the settlements that come out of lawsuits. They have a right to run their police department like they want to. If they don't want high-speed chases, they won't get no high-speed chases. I know St. Anne, which is west of St. Louis, if you come run through that community doing 10 miles over, they will chase you down clean to Israel if they had to. But others say
Saint
you
Louis.
Don't do that.
St. Louis, Lord Jesus.
Well, my thing is this, even though we're on the topic of Black Lives Matter, everybody's throwing around this word, defund police, and I love it. Because as smart as people think they are, if you really look at the language, it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is defunding, which is a fear that these police departments and law enforcement agencies and politicians are throwing out there to get people scared, like, oh my gosh, they're going to get rid of police and the Negroes are going to run wild and take our chicken out the refrigerator. No, that's
look
not
what
it.
They're doing. Look
defunding,
what they're doing now.
Defunding,
look what they're doing.
Hold on. Defunding, which means is limiting the amount of money that's given to them because, oh, listen, why should I give you a whole bunch of money and you're still going to shoot me in the back? Why should we give you a whole bunch of money for still doing the same bullshit and these lawsuits we have to pay for? One of the reasons why New York State has so many financial issues is because of all the legal ramifications that have the lawsuits from these cops. So when you talk about defunding, yeah, something needs to change. Some type of reform needs to happen because it doesn't take 60 credits and a shitload of money to keep your knee on somebody's goddamn neck. So if you think you're going to take the job of being a cop to just go out there and get your rocks off and kill people, think again. Because you know what? We're in a new time now. And that's why I'm glad, it's sad to see, but I'm glad people are videotaping and recording stuff like that so you can see the hate, so you can see everything that's going on. Now, since there's because of their actions, now there's consequence. Now people are scared because it's like, oh shit, I can probably lose my job now and probably get sued. Now I don't want to do this anymore because it's not going to be as fun as it was. I can't just put my knee on the Negro's neck or put a bullet in them or something may happen. The situation that just happened in Atlanta. Come on, man.
With the
you could have just told
the
guy to pull to the side. Yeah, you could have just told the guy to pull to the side, but instead they want to stick their chest out and be some Superman shit that they're not. And look what happened. The dude got fired, and the chief quit because the chief probably was like, "I'm tired of this shit." So
don't they got a black female mayor in Atlanta?
Yeah,
that was a white chief.
Is that Keisha Lance Bottoms?
But
it was the chief that quit. The police.
Yeah, she was white.
Because they're tired. They're tired of the people doing the same thing, and they don't want to get caught up in the stuff. So, yes, there has to be a call for reform, and there has to be a call to turn around and defund the police. You don't need an assault rifle unless it's a hostage or some type of situation. You don't need a goddamn tank. What do you need all this military stuff for? We are not terrorists.
That's what they're training us.
And our children as the picture of your terror, because that's what it is. Black people, they look at us like terrorists.
That's
so
the police department
that
taking
way.
Their military equipment. It's not being thrown on. But a guy told me in Atlanta, due to the fact that a black police officer have all the seniority, they work during the day, then the new hires, which are usually white, they work during the night. And, you know, they there and they're not experienced enough to be patrolling them neighborhoods is what they
told me. Absolutely. That's a horrible idea.
And they know it. That was a horrible idea
to
do that.
It's not a horrible idea because the Klan used to do it back in the days. What they used to call them, night riders, used to run around in certain neighborhoods and look for somebody to go hang and burn.
Come on, niggers.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Go get these niggers.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this is what it is. And this is his story. This is not something made up. This is the shit that they've been doing for centuries. And people are not supposed to be mad. Do I condone rioting? No. Do I condone the looting? And you know what? I'm going to say something. And I'm going to say something, Mr. Kanye, that you may like. Trump. One thing I find so interesting about Trump right now. Correct me, anyone, if I'm wrong, but he really hasn't said much about the Black Lives Matter movement. You know why?
And
because he knows it ain't them that's doing a lot of this dirty shit.
He's talking about Antifa and all that.
He actually said something about it when he first was elected about it when Obama was out.
No, I'm talking about recently.
Yeah, he's not going to say because he was against it. He made his stance when he was president that he's against that. So why should he?
Well, at what point in time do Black Lives Matter?
There's a lot of times he opens up his mouth about stuff that he don't have no idea he's talking about, but he still do it anyway. So that ain't nothing new.
At what point in time do Black Lives Matter?
It never matters.
I mean,
and we're still seeking acceptance for it to matter, but lives should matter. And this is why.
Take an instance like Chicago. I hate to keep using this city. I could use St. Louis and others.
Uh-oh.
But since Memorial Day weekend, hang on for a second. Since Memorial Day weekend, 282 shootings for people was wounded and 47 murdered.
Okay.
So, I mean, that has to be addressed.
Why?
Then it should be addressed in New York, too, because the same shit going on in New York. The only difference is they don't say nothing about it like they do over everywhere else.
Because
New York got its own set of shootings.
Because a lot of innocent young people is getting traumatized and killed that could probably end up in other instances further down in their educational career to solve many of the societal problems that we have. They don't have a chance.
And the
and
same
you know
thing
why?
In other metropolitan problems.
Going towards the police department. Money is too busy going towards
hand in hand with drugs and guns also in that city. If you see that city is a big drug and gun battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot
that
I'm not going to say one here about that. I will tell you off air how that happened, brother. Be that I can text you.
You get what I'm saying? Because
you already know why it happened.
Yeah, of course.
You know why it happened.
I mean, listen, sir. Let us not blindly talk about how this country has participated in systematically killing of black folks. Putting drugs. What war did they flooded the world, the countries, the cities with crack to pay for their war? Where in Nicaragua? I mean, come on, man.
Well, you know, we know what has happened in the past. What are we going to do now?
Stop. See, don't do that. You talk about that was the past. What are we going to do now? No. Listen, the past sometimes dictates the future.
Past is dictating 13 high schools in Baltimore where none of the kids are passing the math. That's society.
You're skipping. Yeah.
No, all these things are interconnected. We have to admit that.
Look,
come on now.
Look. This is what it is. The whole thing is white supremacy. It's not a president. It's not the politician solely. It's the system of white supremacy that begets all of this. Black people have been killing each other for millions of years. That's not going to stop. But what we're not going to have, hold on now, what we're not going to have, and what we have to stop, is other people killing who are not melanated. See, once we address that, then we can address the other stuff.
All right, let me throw this out there, and I'm going to leave. Why is it that immigrant Africans, first and second generation Nigerians, are doing so well economically? They out earn white and Asian families in household income and education and entertainment. I'm gonna listen off there, y'all. Nice talking
wait,
to you. Take
country?
Care of yourself. Right. Be healthy.
In this country,
right.
Wait, in this
all
country, all
right.
In this
all
country
right.
or
yeah,
abroad?
Yeah.
No, the, we,
guys,
we
guys, he left. Guys, he left. I wouldn't even waste time answering it. I'm just
No. You answer that. You know
he
why?
Answered it. He answered it when he before he got off. He answered it.
Yeah, but
well,
what
my whole thing
on,
is
I'm
I don't
add,
know
I'm
about
add,
abroad
me,
or here, but okay.
Let me add.
I mean, listen.
They most Africans practice group economics.
I'm sorry, y'all. Not you,
most
Ron.
African-
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just.
Well, no.
I know.
Most
I know.
Most Africans practice group economics. They practice
mm-hmm.
that. You know, they know family is everything. They know. That's what. And if you dig it, Africans don't kill African Americans. Also, with Africans, wherever they go, like when they home, that's some different shit. They shoot each other, they mass genocide or tribes and shit like that. But they really don't do that.
That's
elsewhere.
Not entirely true.
No. Based on what I know,
that's not entirely true. Because
well, why
do
you say that, Mika?
There's a section of Minneapolis that's called Little Somalia. That's here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
they
yeah.
have constant gang wars. So that,
oh, yeah,
that thing is not entirely true.
Well,
I heard
well, that's
that.
The shit
yeah.
that they bought from their country over here. For some reason, America seems to be in love with this whole gang shit. This whole gang culture.
They do their thing home. They do their thing home in here. You know what I mean? But what it is, it's just like, it's just vanilla people. Vanilla people are killing chocolate people by wholesale. Far more and way more than black people could ever do with one, two guns or 1,000 guns out on the street. Given to them or bought by them. They're killing us through air, through water, through our food. They're killing our minds with their education and the whole thing. They're killing us hourly. You know what I mean? So we have to stop that. And the only way to stop that is to destroy the system. We have to destroy the system with this white supremacy. You guys, you can't be allies with motherfuckers that was clowning you a year ago. Motherfuckers that can't get you not gonna give no money. You gonna give up your white privilege, which is money? Motherfuckers, you got all these white motherfuckers talking all this bullshit like, oh, Black Lives Matter, and I can't stay silent anymore. Bitch, you were silent for 20 years you was in Hollywood.
Wasn't worrying about them joining the movement anyway.
I don't want them around me. When it comes to talking about our issues, unless we're talking to politicians who can green light shit for us and do for us because we practice group economics, I don't want to hear shit. No other white entertainer, no other cool entertainer who ain't never did shit for black people except get on stage and shake their ass. I don't want to hear nothing from no cracker that can't do nothing for us other than them politicians who we can't control through group economics. And if they don't
now
do for us, then we have to do for ourselves.
Now, that leads me to the question, and I want to start with Red, Mika, then Lady T. And then back to Ron. Check this out. So, Black Lives Matter. Is it helping or hurting? My issue is with Black Lives Matter. I support the slogan, but I'm not sure if I support the movement because I don't feel it's genuine. I feel that there's an element that's been, you know, implemented that kind of takes away, you know, from the actual, you know, call to arms, you know, the whole rally, the cry of Black Lives Matter. I feel something is different about it. Red, do you think Black Lives Matter is going to just continue to just rally and protest, or do you think it's going to evolve into something else? Because that's I think that's one of my issues. Is it going to evolve?
I'll say at this point, I think it will evolve because it's a breaking point right now. you have the world screaming Black Lives Matter. That's just what it is. Now, I understand what you're talking about, where it seems like it's just like you feel that it's just, you know, like, do you feel like it's just a trend? Is that how you feel? Like, do you feel that it's just a trend, or?
Yes, it's a trend.
Well, you know, my thing is this. You know what? I wouldn't say so much of a trend. My whole thing is, what's next? Besides taking it to the streets, what's next? Like, I don't see any of these people going up to D.C. or stepping to legislators or doing this, that, trying to make some changes in laws. You know what I'm saying? Because we can scream Black Lives Matter all we want. The world can scream it, but what's on paper is on paper.
Okay, all right. So that's what I'm saying. Okay, so my thing is this. It's a process. This is just like one. I'll say it's just one step. Now, the other thing with, like, you know, as Ron said, like, you have to do your research on certain things, and you know, I'll say, you know, white people are making it more of like a, where it's like a money thing, or it's just like, oh, we're just
trend.
A trend, or a money thing, or we're just gonna get on board with this because. I think that's where that's coming from with certain people, is, you know, if you think like that, you know, I think that's where it's coming from, because, like I said, they're making it seem like it's a trend, as I said, and as you said.
You don't even see
this
shit during Black History Month.
Huh?
You don't even see this during Black History Month. This is how Black History Month is supposed to be.
Well, I'll say this.
I think Black History should be every day.
Right, every day. But, once again, it has to start somewhere. I'll say Black Lives Matter reminds me of the NAACP. That's what that reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're getting a little more detailed information into it and all that, that's what it feels like to me. So, like I said, once again, if this is the only platform that we have right now that can help us, you know, help with white people actually, yes, acknowledging us and saying, yeah, our lives matter. This has to be it. It has to be. This is how the universe makes it. This has to be it.
No.
What happened to George Floyd is, to me, that's like I said, this has to be it. That was the eruption of the volcano, because that's what this was, a volcano getting ready to happen. And this is still ready. It takes years for a volcano. It's not that, oh, these 3 months. This is years. Doesn't the volcano say it takes years before it erupts? So this is it. This is the volcano.
I personally, the concept and the movement itself, I'm not talking about the people that aren't from the Black. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about within our own community. They're the ones that are going to keep this going after all of the glitz and glamour have left. So as far as I'm concerned, the movement is what it is, and there are stages to it. Nothing happens overnight. Nothing has ever happened overnight. If shit happened overnight, things would not be the way that they are now. They just wouldn't. Things would have already since changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are stages, you know, and this is what we're doing. Like Red said, we just erupted. This is the eruption. This is what everybody was crying about with Mount St. Helens. This is it. Now it's erupted. Now the lava is flowing down. This is what it is. This movement, I'm not talking about the glitz and glamour of it. This movement now is starting to flow down. At the end, when all of the spotlight is off, these people are still going to be on the floor, boots to the ground, still doing what they have to do. Getting to the politicians in this particular administration is not the easiest thing. I will, however, I love the fact that Colin Powell, again, who is a retired Army general, has made it abundantly clear that he's done yet again with this administration and the bullshit. So we have someone on high. He may not be an out-and-out spoken person for the Black Lives Matter movement, but him coming out to the forefront and saying this can't happen speaks volumes of how far this as a whole has gotten. Unfortunately, it took the death of George Floyd for everyone to see. Unfortunately, and it's not, again, it's not anybody in our community. It's everybody outside of this community that kept saying, oh, they're talking, but it's not true, it's not true. Apparently it is, because you've seen 8 minutes and 46 seconds of this shit. So, yeah, I actually, the ground roots portion of it, I believe in. The ground roots, the grassroots portion of it. Yeah, I do.
All right.
So one thing about the three Fonders, you know, they survived scandals, skepticism, death threats and things like that, people telling them, I'm going to lynch you and so forth. They survived this and they're still going. And their whole point, what they said that they want to do is make sure that the movement is within the community. So we have to move this movement pretty much. You understand what I'm saying? So it does continue and carry on with us. God forbid we may have another George Floyd again. Do you think this is the end of it? We thought there would have never been anything like this again since Trayvon Martin. And it still has been going on and on and on. Philando, what was his name? Castillo. Remember when his girlfriend was videotaping him in
the
car?
Thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They shot him in the arm, filming the whole thing. Eric Garner, I seen that, how they had him in the chokehold also. And he's saying, I can't breathe. And because he was familiar with one of the cops or something, because he kept saying, you always telling me that I'm selling something. I'm not selling anything, da-da-da-da-da. You see that in a video. That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of these cops are familiar with these guys.
And
that's the same reason why we're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the same reason why we keep asking, oh, how was he able to put his foot on his neck with his hand in his pocket so arrogantly? God forbid, have he done that before? You understand what I'm saying? These things, they need to be fun. They need to retrain. Will they? I don't know. So, yes, we are saying Black Lives Matter for a reason. And just like any other movement that's powerful in its voice and has survived despite the fact that they tried to destroy and discredit it, like I was explaining to y'all earlier with the Dallas shooting, they did that same thing with the Me Too movement when it started getting vocalized. You understand what I'm saying? We're vocal right now with Black Lives Matter. Now they want to turn it into marketing and say, hey, all these companies are happy with this. Oh, let's do Black Lives Matter too, to try to diminish what it stands for. This is not a marketing
mm-hmm.
scheme. This is not what we're
right.
here for.
It's not
this
ours.
This is put in place to be heard. It's
not
ours. Why? Because it was started by us, and now it's being helped, being funded by someone else in addition to us. That's what you mean? That's a lot of things in this world, so I'm sorry. If you think that everything is us and us and us and us, we're not there yet. And that starts with community first, so we're not there yet.
We don't need them. We've been around, black people have been around,
okay.
African community, let me say something. We don't need them. We've been around millions of years before we created them. We don't need them. We only use them because we're in power. You study what the Jews do. You study what the Japanese do. You understand what I'm saying? Study how these people move and study what they're about. Jews hate America. Jews hate everybody else except their own. The Japanese hate Americans. You understand what I'm saying? But they use
Ron, can
them.
I ask you a quick question real quick with what you just said? Just real quick.
Go ahead.
I remember when you was like, you're a graffiti artist right now. I'm a white female. If I ask you, can you please do a graffiti design for me for something that I'm putting together, would you?
Of course, it's business.
It's business. You see, we need them. Mm-hmm. You need them. That's my point that I'm making to you.
That was
business.
No. If we do business, we do business.
Black Lives Matter
comes,
is a business.
Black,
that's my point.
Then it's not our
that
business.
That is a business.
It is
your business.
I cannot be a part of it because you mentioned a volcano. A volcano now listen to what I'm saying. A volcano can rumble. And it gives you the impression that it might go off at any day. But when the volcano goes off, it doesn't need instructions to go off. It goes off because of whatever causes it to go off on its own. We have to be self-sufficient on our own. We don't need white people. We need green dollars. We need wealth. We don't need white people. You see what I'm saying? If we choose to use them, we use them to implement policies that we need that's going to benefit us. And that happens when we have our community, like you say, when we have our communities together, when we have our families together, when we get our things together. You got to change your mind. There's some black people out there that still believe that we need white people. And the only reason that the government is listening to Black Lives Matter is because white people are involved. The same thing happened. Let me tell you something. The same thing happened with Eric Gardner, and they didn't. They did like less than 30 days.
Why people are involved in the movement as far as what? As far as them chanting the Black Lives Matter? Or you mean behind the scene? Because there's not one white person behind the scene with these women. Not one white person, and it was purposely put in place like that, just so you know.
Let me put it like this. I don't know.
I think that's another thing we should start knowing.
I don't know, but I see where the money comes from, and that pushes me away from that. Like I said, the same thing happened to Eric Gardner. They protested for 30 days. White people came out at the end and started speaking their little shit. The same thing happened to this brother, George Floyd. You understand what I'm saying? The only reason Whitey is saying some shit because they ain't working. A lot of them ain't working. A lot of them want to get out of the house. They use this as an excuse to get out of the house, but even if they're not looting, even if they're not, they just want to get out of the house. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was fucked up. Yeah, they shouldn't have did that. Yeah, Black Lives do matter. But when
there's some white people that really feels like that should not have happened.
Yeah, of course. Of course, they're liberals. And the liberals go and flow with the power. The liberals are going to always, the white liberals are going to always support white supremacy. You understand what I'm saying? The racists, the white supremacists, and the white liberals, they're going to always support that.
Why?
I mean,
it's ironic how you're just automatically saying that they're liberals. You don't even know what half of these people's political affiliations are, or even if they have a political affiliation. Before you know, they could just be. God forbid, they're actually moral.
I know
they actually may have morals. They just might want to just be part of humanity. And I think that's something that we're missing. We're missing with these protests, humanity. It's not about color. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
When I look at someone, I like looking them directly in their eyes. I don't care about your color because your eyes tell me a lot about the wickedness that may be behind the scenes. You understand what I'm saying? I love looking at people's body language. I'll mute you out and just watch your body language. That's me. I'm that kind of soul. I'm that kind of person.
Oh,
so it's about humanity and morals.
No, wait a minute.
They might just be down for the cause.
Yeah. And you know what? Listen, I mean, my thing is this. It's two things. Because, you know, I'm hearing, you know, what everyone is saying. And you can't serve two masters.
That's right.
So it's that.
That's right.
So it's that.
That's right.
Now, I just
I'm serving myself. I'm black first. We know that.
I'm
not you. We ain't talking about you.
I just did some quick reading. And there's some corporations out there that, you know, will remain nameless, that on one end will support Trump and support, you know, donate money and stuff to his organization and others. But then at the same time, they'll toss, a couple of million dollars to some black scholarships and this, that, and the third. See,
yeah, nice tax.
As it said, business is business. You know, some of these donations, most of them are the tax write-offs anyway. But the whole thing is, how do you serve two masters? How do you say you support a movement, but yet you're supporting an administration that is against the move? And my thing is, also, when it comes down to, you know, the pilgrims who jump into it, sometimes I do question the validity of their jumping into the movement, because is it the chic thing to do for you right now? Or are you supporting those black friends that you know? Or do you really give a damn? And is the movement even being more watched because there are white people a part of it? Because what if it was just nothing but black people? Would that type of attention continue to be given or got? Or would they just, bomb the whole area where all the black people are marching? You see what I'm saying?
Are we talking about the Philadelphia bombing now?
No, I'm just talking about the move joint. You know what it is? When it comes down to stuff that we do for ourselves and stuff that's progressive to society, this is not about progressive for society. This is about progressive for us. But everybody else wants to join in, and I get it, and it's cool. But the whole thing is this: how long have you been complicit since Trayvon Martin, since Eric Gardner, since Sandra Bland? You know what I'm saying? How long have you just not been saying anything and going about your everyday lives? I mean, we all saw the video. The chick was in the damn park. And if she wasn't being recorded,
oh,
saying,
it would have been a wrap.
I'm going to tell the cops that you're an African-American male that's harassing me. If he didn't record that part, his
he'd
ass would probably be in cuffs right now or
dead.
He'd
be dead.
If he
cuffs.
Did not,
dead.
Or if he
because
did
of what,
not record
because of what
that
she
one
said,
piece,
absolutely.
That one piece is what jammed her up. That one piece right there. Well, I'm going to tell them that you're doing this. Because she lied. She blatantly lied. And this is something that has been going on, and there's still lies going on. See, I'm not trying to alienate anyone, but when the Anti-Defamation League, when the Jews get on their shit, you don't see nothing but Jews. Because they whatever numbers they got, they showing up. And
that's
they will be
saying.
In front of the steps
that's
of somebody's court or somebody that's some, and nobody else jumping in it. Ain't nobody else jumping in it. When do we actively say thank you but no thank you? Because I remember I was growing up, my mama used to do the same, listen, thank you but no thank you. I can do this myself. And it's no offense to anyone else, but sometimes there may be a little bit of poison that may be added to the pot that we don't need.
Right. That's right.
So when do we consciously say enough is enough? We need, listen, everybody want to talk about Black Wall Street. It was a place. Right now, it don't have to be a place. It could just be wherever it's at. But when do we focus on what we have to do?
Right.
Stop asking for everyone else. Hey,
Ashe,
could you recognize me?
Ashe,
hey, could you help
Ashe,
me out? Hey, could you do this? We
Ashe,
need to kind of. It's like a bad relationship. Yeah, I need to be alone for a little while. Like, let me just let's
Ashe,
just
Ashe,
I just need to be alone
Ashe,
for a little bit. Because when I look at it, you know how many people I'm. Listen, we know what happened when the OJ trial went down. You know how many, like, you came to work the next day and white people was like, "Jesus, but come on now."
Mm-hmm.
It's divided.
He had
it's,
the dream
it's
team.
About,
come
it's
on.
It's about a divide. Those same people you was eating with lunch with yesterday, when that verdict came out, the next day they was looking at you like you was trash. Like they was ready
That's
to do
right.
it themselves. So come on now.
Well,
Richie,
I mean, that, you know,
Richie,
it's long history.
Those are
so you look at it,
you don't
so
need
you
them.
Look at it. So now, you know, as you're looking at it now,
them.
Well, guess what? You know, histories repeat. And so we know that's going to happen. We know how that goes. We know how that goes. You're absolutely right. Even when Rodney King did, it was the same thing. That didn't happen just with OJ. That happened with Rodney King. It was the same thing.
Exactly.
And I remember being in school. I remember I was in college, and that I think it wasn't that. I think no, it wasn't Rodney King. No, it wasn't Rodney King. It was the OJ thing. I'm sorry, y'all.
OJ was 94. OJ was 94.
Right.
Rodney King was 91, 92.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I remember back then how watching on TV and seeing how the white people were acting when, you know, when that came in. And you know, it was
Red.
Just crazy.
Red,
yeah.
I got you, Red. I remember when Obama.
Ooh. Oh,
and the
hell
look,
yeah.
The
Let's talk
day,
about that.
Whoa.
Them motherfuckers lost their mind. They was already looking at
They went out and bought guns. They went out and bought
the
guns. They went out and built bunkers and all that stuff.
Oh,
so
when Obama won the presidency?
Yeah. Listen, it's nothing against them, but listen, hey, listen, we need some us time. Like, some things you just don't need to jump into, because sometimes people can dilute the message.
Praise God.
We
praise
don't need
Black
our
God.
Message
praise.
Diluted.
Praise.
We
praise.
Don't need no, we
praise.
Don't need the message diluted. Because just like the team that founded it, somebody can sit there and say, oh, they have an agenda, they're doing this, they're doing that, oh, they're part of the LGBT, this is this, that, that. These people want to come
go.
In and dilute the message.
Let them go.
We have, listen, sometimes we just have to say, I'm sorry, thank you, but no thank you. We good.
Let them go, that's right. That's right.
Because when we
let
start to do that, then you really going to see the pressure. And you really going to see the problem. Because everything that we're getting right now, what are we really getting? All right, so they passed the Breonna Taylor law, the no-knock warrants and stuff like that. To me, that was
Yeah, but they're doing arrest those cops, though.
Yeah, not, that, Thank you, Red.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
they still didn't arrest the
really, listen, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Red, those listen, Red, you come to my store. Red. Red, Mika, Ron, and Lady T. You come to my restaurant. Lady T, order shrimp basket. Red, order fish sandwich. And then Ron, order lobster platter. And Mika, order
I don't like
chicken sandwich. Well, okay, whatever. But I turn around, and then I come back to the table, and I give everybody bacon. Everybody just bacon and eggs. And it's like, that's not what you ordered. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't order that.
Yeah.
We would ask
the
simplest thing. And they said,
right.
F you. We'll give you this little thing on paper, but we're not arresting those cops. We're not fighting. See, and that's the thing. We're not really getting what we're asking for. This is why when I talk about the movement, somebody needs to put the pressure, hey, thank you, but that's not what we asked you for. Because I bet you if I give you them bacon and eggs, you're going to be like, thank you, but that's not what I ordered. That's not what we ordered. Then what reform? There's no reform that's going on. It's still going to be, listen, as a matter of fact, I will ask Mika, how many people, black people have died since Mr. Floyd? How many people have died
I
since
think
Mr.
right
Floyd?
Now
how many
we
black
are
people
up
died?
To
damn near 10?
Six or seven that have been actually
that we know of.
That we know of that have been, you know, either filmed or, you know, released in the press or what or we've seen just scouring the newspaper. I believe it's about 6 or 7. The most recent one was a 62-year-old man in California who was killed by the cops in his own home. They showed up for a domestic dispute. He was walking away, and they shot him. That's the gist of it.
So once again.
Yeah, during the protest season, there was a lot of still black men getting killed and getting fucked up by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we?
So
really
the protesting means nothing. The protesting means nothing.
Exactly.
No, the protests actually brought things to light. Sorry, it put
pressure
on them.
Because of white people out there mixed in with us, speaking on our behalf. I don't need, like the brother just said, I don't need you to say shit and you're the problem. Shut the fuck up.
See,
my issue is,
Lady T, because, you know, like I said, I get where you're coming from. Trust me, I do. You know what I'm saying? But my issue is this. If we're in this relationship together, don't give, you know, either you're going to put in your 50, or you're going to either put in 100, but don't come with me with the 20. Because now that, you know, that the whole 80-20 rule applies. You're going to either give me the 80 or you going or the 20. And see, right
now,
we're just
getting
the
20. Rule. I always think 50-50. I don't know. Who does that?
That's for the greedy guy. Listen, when it comes to us and what we've gone through in this country, in the history of this country,
of course,
this should be 100%. This should be 100% given. Because when did we not give this country 100% of us? You have our music. You have the entertainment. What didn't this country get from us?
Why are we looking for the country to continually give us? Listen to me.
Because
Hold on one second. I want to ask y'all. Listen. Picture this, right? You about to drown in the water. There's the white racist right there. Let's just say, quote unquote, that's the only person that could save you. Are you going to try to swim your best that you can to shore, or are you going to put your arm out knowing that he damn sure ain't touching your black hand?
You follow what I'm saying?
I work for some racists, known racists.
I'm just saying, in general, that's what we're looking at in these times right now.
They might help you drown.
They'll be the first ones to be like, I helped you. You owe me.
Yeah, but why are we not trying to help ourselves, man? Why are we not trying to help ourselves? That's my point that I'm making.
Because some people are stuck in Black Lives Matter. They stuck in Black Lives Matter. Make your own Black Lives Matter too. Make it and have your own people in it.
We can't help ourselves if we're not in a position to make those changes on paper. See, all that reform, That's paper. They don't want to touch that, because when they have to actually make those real changes, it gives us something, and they don't want to give us anything.
That's why it's not in law yet. We can't take it.
We can't take it because we're not in the position to. Listen, Trayvon Martin's mother, she's running for a political seat.
Yes.
I wish I could vote for her because that's the type of person. Good people like that. See somebody depending on her agenda, and of course that's his mother. You know what she's probably trying to go into. The first thing she let her get into a position. The first thing she's gonna do is like, yo, we need to get rid of this stand your ground shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's gonna pay. And you know all kind of opposition.
She could do that, but there's high positions.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say, Ron. There's high.
It goes
up the ladder.
Yeah.
She could start with it,
yeah,
and it could just get paused right there, like
but
everything
you know
else
that's
happens
yeah.
to us, unfortunately.
They see you coming.
It's just like brothers used to always tell me, oh, read The Art of War, oh, read Five Rings. For what? That shit is just somebody else's opinion. You got to make your own Five Rings. You got to make your own Art of War. But where you do use a military strategy in politics, in corporate America, that's your own on your own terms, your own ideology, your own intelligence, they can't see you coming. How are you going to use their own ammunition on them and they selling it?
You know how?
They don't see that shit coming because they don't expect you to use their shit against them.
Exactly.
They really don't.
Thank you, Mika. Thank you. They don't expect us to do it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah,
they don't expect us to crack
that.
No,
they don't. We got to do it together.
They really don't because let's be real. They think. Listen. Let's be real for a moment. They think that we're not an intelligent group of people to begin with.
They know that we're intelligent.
No. They don't. No. They don't believe we are. They don't. They really don't.
If they didn't, we wouldn't be in their houses when we were maids and butlers and shit. Shit cleaners, we wouldn't be in the White House helping push their laws and all that kind of shit to the side. We wouldn't be in their universities and colleges teaching their children. They know that we're intelligent. What they don't believe is that we could stick together and do this shit as one people. That's what they don't believe.
Listen, Barbara Streisand helps George Floyd's daughter become a Disney shareholder.
What? Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, I saw that.
That bitch is one of those things. She just wanted to be seen. That's why I said it.
That's why I said it. Because I wanted to know your take on that.
They wanted to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
Everybody want to give up his daughter something now.
No disrespect. Now listen to this. You ever see a woman that doesn't get attention? You ever seen that? You ever seen her and she's like, oh, she's at the dance. She's at the dance and no dude is fucking with her.
To be at every function the man is interested in.
Just
might even clone his ex to be the ex to get his interest. I know a girl.
Just think about it. No guy asked me to dance with me. No guy wants to be bothered with me. Nobody's dancing. Yo, look. When you take away your attention and you take away your money from white people, then that's when they come looking. You know what I'm saying? That's when they come looking. You got to treat them motherfuckers like they at the dance. You a bitch and you at the dance. And I don't want to dance with you. I want to stay in my corner and be segregated with my own people doing our own thing. You want to know what's going on? Motherfucker, pay me. You want me to vote for you?
Hold on.
Be a part of your party?
Yeah.
Pay me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Pay me for my call.
Call it 2968.
Okay,
but
y'all about to hear
some
noise, too, so I'm going to hear shit.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Put the, take
right,
your flip-flop.
Right, right.
2968, you on the air. What's up?
Flip-flop? That's what I got on flip-flop, man. Fuck you, man.
What's up? 2968, you on the air.
Yeah, so what's going on, y'all? Y'all just hanging out, having a good time, right?
Ain't having no good time. Ain't no good time.
Man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
All right, speak your piece. What's your name,
brother?
This way busy right here. They call me way busy because you probably figured it out by now. I'm just like, I keep talking. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, I listen to what people say. You know, I listen to what everybody's saying. You know, and it's one thing to be transparent, but that's another thing.
You sound
thing.
Vanilla, bro. You sound vanilla, bro.
Listen, yeah. You true.
Hold on.
You messing me up now.
What's up, brother?
I can't flow with you, man. You messing me up. That's all right. Go ahead.
Nah, brother, speak your piece. What's up? We listening.
All right. I got to get
back on
this
long,
thing.
You're taking too long.
All right. I'm tapping out, man. I'm tapping out. You know, I'm just, all right.
Have a good night.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Brother, you next. Okay. What is next? I just missed that. What just happened?
You sound like a woman.
Nothing. I feel that he got a little... intimidated. And I mean, you know,
he thought I want him Trey Songz.
No, that's all right, but I mean, you know, he was right. If he wanted to speak his piece, he could have. But you know, at the end of the day,
you still have to say what you have to say.
Don't be hesitant. Say what you have to say because that's what this show is about. Say what you have to say.
Sister, say y'all piece.
The fact that I was really scared the shit out of him, brother, the floor is yours.
Speak your piece.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, that was talking about because I have a friend. His name is, I don't know if y'all know him. His name is Geronimo Pratt. You ever heard of Geronimo Pratt?
Yeah.
He was a friend of mine. And the last time I got to spend time with him was in the penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? That's the last time I saw homeboy. And when we talked, but this guy was the most sweetest man I ever met in my life. You know what I mean? And I couldn't believe it, man, because I was just like, when he was talking to me, something happened in me because I had contact with a legend. And that light is what's going to be shining. You know what I'm saying? Right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I don't know. It might take me too long, you know. And you all got a time schedule here, so let me just make it short and sweet. When a black person dies, you know what I mean? That's when they say, well, black lives matter. Well, that's what we're talking about. But when all these other people want to come over and piggyback on that. And say, well, every lives matter. But now they're taken away from what we're talking about. And I don't like it. I don't like it. Because, okay, never mind, man.
No, say what you need to say. The floor is yours.
So, yeah, finish off.
All right.
We listening?
All right. So it makes me want to say something else, you know what I mean? It makes me want to go back to the Bible, you know what I mean? Because that's where I spend a lot of my time, you know? I'm sitting at the feet of Yeshua, and I'm hearing what Yahweh's telling me through his word, which he made alive to me. So I like to go back to what the word says. And when the spirit takes me back to Moses, and I remember that Moses had an older brother. Y'all know who Moses' older brother was, right? It was Aaron. Now, I know we're talking about something way back here, but Aaron and Moses, they both was in Egypt, but they both had different positions, okay? Different positions. Aaron was a slave in Egypt. And I can identify with Aaron because Aaron was a spiritual leader in that Levitical priesthood. So God put him in that position. Remember Aaron told everybody, look at, hey, y'all, just give me all your gold. Give me all the gold, man. And then Aaron made a calf and shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it always referred back to Moses. But Aaron was just like skating right through there. Because when you're a leader, God puts you in a favorable position. And you guys are in a favorable position because you guys are leaders. And that's why I don't understand what the problem is, man. I'm just like, man, I'm just like, I can't believe how twisted everything gets.
Well, you know what the problem is that there are people who want to keep control on the situation.
I know, man.
That's been created.
I know.
These people, and the whole thing is beyond all of us, really. I mean, as much as we can, we can have a kumbaya moment.
Yeah.
You can sit down and tea and crumpets and all that stuff, but there's always going to be someone else with an agenda.
You know,
and
yeah, but you guys,
they wanted to run the way they wanted to run.
You guys right here on this program right now, you guys, you're just like me, man. When I look at you, I don't look at nothing but you, man. I'm like, you tell me. Miss me with that bullshit, and right? And I'm like, well, what you talking about, man? And then I had to learn what you meant. I had to learn what you was talking about. Then I was like, all right. And then when I started doing it, you all like, man, look at this. Well, what the hell you think? Where do you think it came from? Come on,
well,
man.
Well, where does it come from? Because the whole thing is, listen, we can't. You know what? I'll say, pardon us for over 500 years of being pissed and shitted on. Some of us may
keep it
professional. Some of us may keep it professional. Some of us may just, you know, have to let the feelings, you know, out. There's nothing against anyone. You know, freedom of speech is freedom of speech. You know, you call in.
Absolutely.
You know, we embrace all opinions, attitudes, ideologies, ethnicities, you're free to talk, but you know,
yeah, that's cool.
Everybody's entitled to their feelings. Some people have gotten to a point where they just like, yo, I'm kind of tired of the, I'm sorry, or I have a black friend and I'm sorry you have to go through this. Listen, don't tell me sorry. Like, I don't want to hear sorry. Just don't do it. Like, just. Just don't talk about it to me. Talk about it.
Excuse me, that new term.
What?
That new term, I'm sorry, what? I don't know what it's like to be black. I'm tired of hearing that.
Because the whole thing is you don't need to know how it is to be black, because you see what's going on. It's in the history books. It's nothing new. You know what I'm saying? This is my whole thing. It's nothing new. And for everybody that wants to be mad at Black Lives Matter movement, it's your fault. Not you, sir, but it's your fault.
Okay.
For all those cops, for all those guys in uniform, for all those people who don't like the protesters, it's your fault. You have opened the door for Black Lives Matter movement to step in and say, hey, I am here. Every action with that comes the equal or opposite reaction. You did it. So pat yourself on the back when you look in the mirror at night and blame your damn self, because you did it. You did it. With all your complicity throughout the years, you did it. The knees, all the bullets, all the chokeholds, all that, you did it.
Let me just throw something in the mix real quick here, because, you know, you're talking about these popo, you know what I mean? And what they'd be doing and stuff. And I can only imagine when they get a badge, you know, what they'd be doing. You know, they probably up in the mirror, like, looking at themselves and, you know, got that uniform on and everything and all that. But I guarantee you, these boys, you know, there's big boys that come out of the penitentiary. I don't know if you've ever been in the penitentiary, but there's some big boys that come out of that. And these popo, you know, they hang out together and stuff, and I've seen some big cops, man. These guys ain't no joke. They spend time putting the work in. Like when we all put the work in, you all know what that's all about. It don't matter what you do for a living, you know what that's talking about. So now these guys that are police officers, I bet you these guys are using steroids. You know what I'm saying? I bet you these fools be using their steroids, and they get an attitude. And they get all violent and everything, and they get aggressive and shit with their family members and their wives and kids and everything, and then they call their job and act like they superhero and everything and be doing crazy ass shit like that. Well, I guarantee you, game over, man. Because I don't know what made these people think that we're playing a game, man. Except if we got sloppy, then we're going to have to get clean.
True. I got you.
You know?
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Well, so, we're about to wrap up.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Sir, wait, what's your name again, sir?
Wade.
What's your name again, sir?
Wade Busy.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, thank you for calling, sir. Listen, Lady T, Mika, Lady T, hit me. What you got real quick? What you got for me before we wrap this up? Black Lives Matter, helping or hurting?
Helping or hurting, I think I spelled it out. It goes back to us taking control of it and keeping it ours, okay? I know Brother Ron could tell me it's not ours. I don't mean it like ours, like Black Lives Matter, but this is our movement. This is our time. What are you going to do with it?
Okay. Mika?
Buy black, build black. How's that, Jack?
Put that on a T-shirt.
Hell no! Copyright infringement.
Copyright. It's
got
to say red.
Like I said, we have to start off somewhere, and that's, you know, it has to be a start. Like, you know, as Lady T said, okay, it's not ours, or as Ron said, it's not ours. I'm sorry, Lady T, but it's not ours.
You.
But we have to. I'm sorry. We have to. Like I said, this is just the start of hopefully something. Going further, moving forward, hopefully.
Okay. Ron. You at, Ron? Okay, I think Ron stepped away. Listen, when it comes to the whole thing of Black Lives Matter movement, like I said, I support the message more than I kind of respect the whole of the movement, and I say that not easy. It's not easy for me to say, but like I said, I'm starting to feel that there's some generic things going on with it, and it's becoming more of like it was said, a trend, or it's just becoming something popular for now. My issue is we haven't really gotten anywhere. You know, I mean, I know it takes time. I understand that. We have to be patient. But the little things that we are asking for, I mean, what's going on? I mean, are we going to go, like Ron said earlier, you know, when everything starts to open up, you know, people start to go back to their own business. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like Mika, you know, said, we have 6 black people, at least that we know of, that have been killed by law enforcement. The George Floyd incident. So, I mean, what's really becoming of the marching, the protesting, the rallying? Like, what is really happening? Because it seems like nothing has stopped. All it is just people blocking up traffic, coming out, you know, waving signs. That's what it's starting to feel like. And that's, I don't know if it's me becoming numb to it, because every time something happens that makes the national stage, you know, people rally, they march, they do this, do that, then they go back to their regular situation. And nothing changes until the next incident happens, until the next Eric Garner or the next Sandra Bland. And so, and it's like, once again, it gives me a headache. Until we start to do some type of reform on paper, until we start, you know, taking steps of heading towards changing legislation and getting at these people for changing the laws, especially this one called, I can't think of it right now, but it actually protects, you know, people who work for government, law enforcement, it protects them from prosecution.
Oh, the immunity thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, qualified immunity. Qualified immunity. Stuff like
Let's change that.
We don't read about, we need to know about. And on that note, for our first episode, Mika, Lady T, Red, Way Busy, Ron, thank you very much. And, you know.
Thank you, guys.
So I was sir from Missouri. Thank you for calling
guys.
In. We'll be back in another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to be hitting the topic of positive black images, TV shows. Where are they?
They're on
right now. I'm watching Family
no
Matters.
Yeah. We talk about something recent.
Okay.
Everybody have a good night. Stay blessed.
Good night,
enjoy
y'all.
Your week. Be safe out there.
Good night. Stay safe, guys.
Y'all. Love and peace.
All right.
All right. Love and peace. Good night.
All right. Peace.
Peace.